dusting.
Well, say you had clothes and you had to clean them. What would you call that?
Oh, well, you said, oh, there go again.
Let's wait a minute.
You don't have to cut it.
Call that?
Washing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then after you wash it to get the wrinkles out, you have to?
In which that's modern today, too, washing machine and drying. And most of the clothes now you get, most of you don't even have to iron. It has a different kind of material that makes it out. You ever had you any pants that's made, you know, get them and don't have to iron? Just wash them and put them up. Mm-hmm.
What would you call washing and ironing together? Would you call washing and ironing or doing your...
The worry.
Doing the... Laundry?
Laundry, yeah.
Would you say that?
That's right. It's if you go and wash and then you go iron, that's your laundry.
Okay.
Right.
Now, how would you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Go up the steps. Mm-hmm. You have to go first up the steps and then get up there and then you have to come back down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if you were outside, would you use a different term for going up those things?
The steps.
Yeah. From you say you're outside the house and you go up these things into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a different word for the ones on the outside?
The one you call outside steps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But hardly ever you catch houses are built like that now, because I see they're building some now. You go, but they're in the center,
mm-hmm.
and you go up the steps to go to the front door, and then some has got on the side, but there are some you catch on building a house like that now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said back here you have a
room.
Yeah.
And back door. As you go in there and step the back porch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The porch was real big and had columns on it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? Would you still call the porch?
Porch. You mean like a posts? They know posts. They don't have too many posts on houses much. Now they have those made out of a half a brick. And then probably a post is sitting up on top of a brick or something like that. But our back porch is not mean like a screen in.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you have a porch with more than one floor?
Well, because if it's upstairs house, you can.
Would you have a different name for that?
Well, we'll just say upstairs and downstairs.
And does it make a difference if a porch has a roof or not? As to the name you would use to call it?
Well, in a way, it should have a roof on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to call it an outing, you sit out and eat, a little den or something like that out on the porch, you can call it like that if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Call it what you want to use it for.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Because most people does use it a den, like,
uh-huh.
especially if they has two, like downstairs and one upstairs. Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll take a little den, a little cooling out room, sit down, chat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell somebody to?
Change it. Or close it.
Or?
Shut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other? It's not on the roof, it's
Oh, you're talking about the outside where you're building the house?
Mm-hmm.
You call that the weather boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all that's different now. I'm going to tell you about that. Now, here a long time ago, you can get the weather boat, and now you can get this, they fix this house with this here bar paper. They first put this stuff in just like you're putting in an air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a house built like that. Or either have your house fixed like that, and then put the bar paper over that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that air conditioned stuff you put in the air conditioner. And then put the fall paper on top, and then you get this here, look like lumber, but it's not. It's aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a piece of lumber, but it don't be no lumber. You put that on and have the house built out now.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside.
Okay. And what do you call the part that covers the very top of the house?